waiting for Carmen to carry on with the next bit of his podcast, which is going to be discussing A Man's Guide to Infidelity. Cheat, written by Bill Burr, Joe DeRosa, and Robert Kelly. So let me read the back. The back of his book says, "Monogamy has met its match. When it comes to scoring on the side, this book is your best friend." And these are the reviews. "Wow, this fabulous book made me a better cheater and a shadier father. I can't stop grinning." Next one, "Uncompromising and funny, really, even if it would destroy all hope." Next one, "I usually think reading is kind of fruity, but this book got me hard. What a great summer beach read, if a beach is in AC. I do not condone a single thing in this book. In fact, I find the topic disgusting. The author, however, are as funny as their ideas as despicable." So,
who wrote that one?
The last one.
The last one, Greg Gutfeld, TV host and author of The Bible of the Unspeakable Truth. So, in essence, what this book is about, I bought it already. I'm a big fan of Bill Burr, and I'm a big fan of monogamy. I believe in hedonism as a dude. And I'd say it certainly broadened my views on a lot of things. So what this book is about, it's about helping guys cheat without getting caught. I know it doesn't sound like a great promise. Carmen, we're here. Carmen is here. She's back.
It's going to be Carmen's favorite topic.
We're talking about this book by Bill Burr called Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity. What the book is about, basically, it's a guide about how men...
Is it taking the piss?
Is it taking a piece?
No, it's not taking a piece.
It's written by comedians, so they're going through, their own experiences with the
glitter detection.
Yes.
That is the problem, you know, with this shit is that it gets everywhere and clings relentlessly to every surface imaginable. This is so true, because when I used to be a stripper, we wouldn't put glitter.
Yeah.
On because
it would get on,
yeah. The guy's clothes.
I'm glad you can second that. You see, guys, I'm telling you, this book is the truth.
I'm not advocating it.
Look,
I'm telling you, that's true.
The book, like, I know the title of a book, Cheat, but you got to read it in order to grasp the actual idea.
If you read this, it's a very good way of catching someone.
Absolutely, if you're
well.
A female, yes, indeed.
Like I read somewhere that apparently you should look for little things, like if someone's moved your shower head, like you moved your shower to a different setting, or like stuff like that. That's how you can tell if someone's cheating on you.
Really?
By the way.
Well, cheating in your own house.
Yeah, if you live together or whatever, like
that'd be bad.
Okay, so
done that.
Great pieces of advice.
What, you've done that?
No.
No.
As in, like, bringing someone to my partner's bed.
Right. Great pieces of advice I got off his book. There is the cleanup. The cleanup is basically when you've cheated with a girl in your place. So in your bedroom, in your apartment, whatever, you have to do a clean up because girls will leave things behind. And it's, you know, it's kind of saying thank you and fuck you at the same time. Right? So you have to do a clean up. Because if your girl comes and there's been some other girl before her, she will know. She will know because that's, you know...
The lone earring.
Yes, you know. So they got that. And I didn't know about the cleanup. You know what I mean? Like, a girl can't spend time with me and you'll be like, all right, cool. You know? So I'm not sure if I've ever got caught...
I don't know
caught fully
about the cleanup, but I'd definitely try and remove any underwear that...
Yeah. Yeah, but you have, like, you know, you have to do... If you don't want to get caught, you have to do a thorough cleanup. Another part that I liked about this book was that cheating, they said, if you're going to act like a criminal, you have to think like a criminal.
Genius.
You know, you have to think like a criminal. You want to cheat, you don't tell any of your buddies about it. You have to do it by yourself. Because if you're trying to commit a crime and you tell one person, that's like you already got a witness.
Those glistening flakes, i.e. glitter, are reserved for sluts, strippers and dingbats. In other words, chicks you're trying to bang on one level or another. So they're saying there's no excuse for having glitter on you. You've got, there's no,
no,
you can't,
there is no excuse for having glitter on you.
This bit's funny because it's true, yeah. But I don't agree
if your
with
boyfriend,
this book.
If you went to meet your boyfriend and he had glitter on him, you automatically get suspicious, won't you?
Yeah, I would.
Exactly. Any girl would get
and
suspicious.
Then probably dump him because he'd probably read this and then, book. Well, probably you hadn't read this book. I was like, you're not even smart enough to not get caught.
So
definitely don't want to be with you. At least get away with it. I'll be
dating read the glitter chapter.
But that's their job, to help guys get away with it. And the whole thing is not like we're trying to disrespect women. I'm saying we, like I was part of the whole writing process.
Well,
what a jackass am I, yeah?
I believe your letters helped.
But what they're saying is that in the premise is that don't get fooled by the statistic. Women cheat just as much as men. It's just that they are better at getting away with it. And there's another thing.
Yeah, because men don't leave stuff around as much. There's not so many little things. There's not so many accessories that men are going to leave.
It's not even that. It's the ego thing. That's why women don't get caught. The ego.
The woman's not going to cheat on them.
No, that's pretty much why women don't get caught. Because we have a huge ego. And if you're going out with your girl, like, even if you're suspicious that she's cheating, your ego is not going to allow you to believe that it's true.
Plus, she wounds your ego by going, oh, you're just jealous. And then you think,
yes,
well, I
that's
need to be
it.
Tougher than this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is what the book is telling you. Like, if you're in a relationship, one of you is going to cheat.
Wow, that's not very, well, that's not very positive.
One of
for the
you
future,
is eventually going to cheat. So you want to get in there first. Do it.
It's the end of romance.
Do it before she does it. Basically, that's what they're saying. And I guess that to a certain extent is true. One is like, look, when you start dating someone, you start dating them. There's been opportunities.
This is really bad. It's about how to get out of your affair by basically lying.
I love that bit. I love that bit. How
this
to
is
get
against everything I stand for. I would rather someone just went, do you know what? I don't want to sleep with you anymore. In fact, I might get another mistress. You're well out of luck. Then lie about their nana dying.
Oh, that is a beautiful thing.
Or something. It's not a beautiful thing.
I read it and I was like, this
can't people just be honest? No, like, I think it's really
honesty
disrespectful.
I don't think honesty. Like, look,
I mean, obviously they don't respect the women anyway because they're fucking them on the side and
not telling their partners. That's what I'm saying. My point is, right, you're just looking at things as being black and white.
Although,
just because a dude
that,
is banging a girl on the side does not mean it doesn't respect his main girl.
Kind of does.
No, it doesn't.
A little
that's
bit.
The way,
what if
no,
she knows?
It doesn't.
If she knows, that's different.
No, even if she doesn't know, it doesn't mean that. Right,
well,
I might be with a girl, and I'm
no,
it's not. It's nothing to do with respect.
Yeah,
everybody is caught up in
chef.
All. All right, let me make my point. Everybody is caught up in all this loyalty thing and this and that, and we're trying to suppress all our sexual urges, right? And the truth is, you might be with your girl, you might love her and everything, but you might just want to have some chick on the side that you bang just because it's some different pussy. That's all, you know. That's all. Sex for a man doesn't have to mean
she'd
anything.
She'd have to know. You'd have to tell her. She'd have to be okay with it. And then
she doesn't have to know.
But that's where the
disrespect is. This is disgusting.
Nah.
We want to be good guys, but we've got that demon between our legs giving us ideas with no exit strategies.
Exactly.
So until someone learns how to wire a man not to fuck everything that moves, what? You need a book like this to help you navigate the rapidly changing technological waters of trying to fuck around occasionally.
I think that's
I'm sorry.
Right.
You don't need to fuck everything you see or anything that moves. Have some
self-control. All right, okay, look.
I don't go around trying to,
you know,
fuck every guy.
Do you?
Okay, maybe I do.
There you go. All right, Carmen.
What
right?
I mean is,
okay.
You know, if you can have self-control.
Because
have
you're
self-control.
Not wired like us men, sexually.
Some women are.
Some women are, but most women
Carmen
ain't.
Probably is.
Yeah, you know, most women probably
but you know
ain't.
What, if it's difficult to restrain yourself, then it's all the better when you do. Like
look, you see the point about it. So here is another chapter called Lying Like a Woman. Brett Favre, Tiger Woods, that nazy looking biker guy, Kelsey Grammer, Kobe Bryant, Elliot Spitzer, John Edwards kind of makes you think that only guys screw around, doesn't it? But how many times have you or a friend banged some girl who had a boyfriend or was engaged or even married? That's the genius of women. It's the way they wrap the package, they dress it up, they put a bow tie on it, and they make it smell good. There's a line from the movie Titanic. If a woman's hurt, is a deep ocean deep. All right, a woman's heart is a deep ocean of secret. Doesn't that sound beautiful and mysterious? That same statement about a man will read, guys are lying sacks of shit. So let's discuss that a little bit. Yeah, how many times have you banged a girl who said she had a boyfriend or was engaged or married? Plenty.
Wait, wait, does that count? Does that count for me? If they've got a boyfriend, boyfriends are usually okay with that. So,
that won't really count. I think every guy would be okay with that. I'd be okay with that.
Wait, are we talking about? Wait, I got confused. Okay, you said girls. I'm talking about how I had sex with a guy who's had sex.
We're talking about. Guys who've had sex with women who were involved in a relationship.
So what do I need to answer?
You need to answer sex with someone else while you were in a relationship.
Yeah, of course. See? So, but that was a long time ago, I'd like to point out.
Yeah. You? How many times you banged a chick who was in a relationship or engaged or married?
A few times.
Yeah, see? So those are the realities I'm looking at from my ends. I'm like, I've done that so many times that, you know,
it's kind of pick up on that side.
It's kind of like music to my ear, you know, like when a girl tells me like, oh, I've got a boyfriend. It's kind of like, all right, we can deal with that later. I'm not, you know, I don't tell her that.
I think that say
it happens.
If say it's me. Yeah. So say I'm going to sleep with a guy and he's got a girlfriend. Yeah. Like, it's not the best thing to do. Yeah. Like I don't know if I've done it. Probably have. Don't know. But it's not me who's in the wrong. It's the guy who's in the wrong. Does that make sense?
To the tangle.
No, but what I mean is it's him who's mainly in the wrong. It's like, because you don't know what their relationship is.
No, he could lie to you about being in a relationship.
So he's made the choice to have sex with you. If you've got no ties and you have sex with him, then it's more his fault. So I don't know. Yeah.
Being witness of a crime and letting it happen.
But it's being the driver.
You know what I mean? you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I see your point.
Yeah.
I see your point.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily a good thing to do karma-wise.
If I've got a girlfriend, sure I sleep with someone
karma,
else. But that's more my fault than
yeah. But, you know, so in essence, what this little paragraph is saying is that, you know, dudes, don't feel guilty if you're going to cheat. It's okay. Women do it all the time.
Yeah, but
it doesn't mean the girl that you're cheating on has done it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not trying to get into the science.
So basically, Trev, you just see women as a group. Treat them all the same, no matter what.
I don't see women as a group. I see them
as tits, arms, legs.
Stop putting words in my mouth.
I said that already.
Stop putting words in my mouth. I actually rest. Do you know how much I love women? I love women so much.
That you'll cheat on them when you get together with them.
I love women so
much.
I know you love them. I don't cheat.
How
can I cheat if I'm not involved in a relationship?
Yeah, just because no one will date you.
Because they listen to the podcast.
Anyone wanna go on a date with Trev? Send us an email.
you know what?
Is this on podcast@gmail.com?
You know what's actually funny? Sunday.
Tilly, if you have.
After 30 years you broke up with somebody, I don't think I'm going to be bitter. I'm going to be like, yeah, I spent 30 years with this woman. Jeez.
God,
that is an achievement.
30 years with someone. That's so scary.
You know what I mean? For me, I look at it like, damn, that's an achievement. I would have never believed I could have done it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole challenge of not knowing. For me, when I say I don't want to get married and I believe it's a safety net, there is a fact that you kind of think at the back of your mind, if you do something wrong, that person can just leave. There's no legal thing that binds them to stay to try and work it out. Nah. If you fuck up, they have the right to leave. And that fear might make shit work. I don't know.
The fact that you're with someone because you've chosen to be.
Yeah.
And that you can leave at any point is quite a nice thing.
You know.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's, you know, I'm a bit romantic somehow, innit? Yeah. So... we're going to talk about choosing a mark. who to fuck and who to flee. Okay, the chick at work. You know the type. She comes to work every day. She looks good. She smells good. and you're already rubbing one out to her anyway. So why not throw her down on the desk, right? Wrong. Nothing gets a guy cold quicker than fucking some girls he works with. First of all, everyone is going to know that you're fucking her. We don't know why, we don't know how, but something happens the second you become intimate with another human being. So, guys out there, that's a no-no. Thank for God. Thank for that. I haven't been in that predicament for quite a long time.
I have. It's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
What happened, James?
Oh, just went out with a girl from work and never ends well. And then it ends up, it's everyone's business. And as that book's about to point out, it does cut off any other opportunities in the future.
Yeah.
Not necessarily cheating, but. Yeah. Yeah,
it's just a no-no.
The social life and then it's the work life. You don't get a break, really.
Definitely. And I actually dated a girl at work like years back, like when I was quite young. And what happened, at the time I was working in the kitchen and I was like the team leader. And when we started dating, like it was cool. But as we sort of had this conversation where like, you know what, I'm at work, we keep this sort of professional, right? Anyway, we had one night together. The next day we came into work. This girl was buzzing. I'm trying to keep my shit professional, giving instruction and all that. She's trying to get my attention. I'm ignoring her. She goes in the staff room, start crying. I go back in there. I'm like, hey, get your shit together. You know, this is work. You know, we got time to play later on. What happened? While I'm telling her that, the boss walks in and he finds me talking to this girl crying. And straight up, he just pulled me on one side. There I was. So I got a warning for that.
What? You got a warning for having sex with her?
No, I got like, from his perspective, he didn't know we were having sex at the time.
So you didn't tell him?
What? He's my boss. I'm not going to tell him.
Why did he give you a warning? Because she was crying.
He made her cry.
And I'm a team leader.
Yeah, but
maybe you're cheering her up.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. How could he prove that it was you who caused the crying in the first place?
Well, come on.
Died.
Well, no, because that doesn't make any sense. That's like...
I was loud.
What?
I was a bit loud.
Oh, so what's
when you said get the shit together.
Right, yeah, you know. Okay, right. Like, you didn't explain that properly, Trev.
What do you mean? I say get your shit together.
I had this image
of her. I thought you were just talking.
You were standing up, she was sitting on the sofa, something was happening, she was crying, the boss comes in, sees the situation. I didn't know he'd heard what you'd said, you know.
So it was pretty much, I was trying to be all professional, like, come on, get your shit together, this is work, man, let's do this, we go home, we have a nice time, right? This chick is crying. Why are you fucking crying anyway?
You gotta be careful.
You know, it was madness. It was madness. But it's a good.
I'm actually quite glad that all the reasonably attractive men at my work are taken.
Yeah, that's good. We don't really have like reasonably. I think, most of the hot girls at my work are taken too. So that works out pretty cool.
Most of them.
Make sure you get on the other ones, Trev. Then tell us about it.
Nah, I won't do it. It's a no-no in my book.
definitely is.
And
quite literally.
But here, if you're a dude, they give you a more logical explanation as to why
they simplify.
They simplify it. No, because as a dude, we like logical things, and maybe women like it too, right? You like logical things.
I like logical things.
Okay, so here is a logical breakdown.
Go on.
You have to respect your career. You have to respect the fact that as a man, most of your self-worth is based on your ability to earn a living. Now, that is logical. I like that. The last thing you want to do is put some skank in the driver's seat on your ability to go to work and focus on your job. Right, you know what they mean. Well, basically, what they're trying to say, you don't want to put somebody else in the driver's seat on your ability to earn a living.
Did they actually type the word skank there? Was it actually?
It's a comedian's book, Carmen. Don't get offended by the word skank, right?
You're a skank, Trev.
Yeah, that's all right. I know I am.
Skank face.
She's not winding me up. I'm not going to let that happen. So here's the advice. Do not fuck anybody you work with. Stop being so goddamn lazy. Go out to a bar. Hit on some random chick. Fuck her. Shower. And then go home and act like it never happened. If a president can get caught banging some chick at work, how do you think you're going to make out?
Not well.
Yeah, that's a very logical piece of advice that I really like.
Logical.
You know, straight logic, man. Straight logic. We talked about the book called Cheat from Bill Burr. So guys out there, get the book. It's not necessarily about cheating. Woman, get this
book. Don't get the book.
Woman, get this book. I want you to get this book. It's going to help you out a lot.
What way?
It's going to help you out. You're going to be able to read the signs and stuff like that. But obviously, you know, if you're a master at the art like me, you know, because I'm slick.
It'll help women out.
It'll help women out.
If they read it.
Yeah. So, Carmen, this is a present from me to you.
I don't think the podcast is going to convey the look on my face at that point
in time.
The
look on her face, I'm telling you, if she had a gun, she'd shoot me right now. But yeah, we're going to close the podcast.
Well, pretty soon.
No, it's not all over. We're waiting for you to talk about fashion.
Fashion?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about fashion. I'm the wrong girl to ask, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, I just wear what I like and fuck everyone else.
Okay, so the hot pants make sense now.
They're not hot pants. People keep calling them hot pants.
Okay, what are they?
They're denim shorts. They're not hot pants.
What is the difference between denim shorts and hot pants?
Hot pants.
There we have the answer.
Are shorter and more revealing. And not really? Denim. I don't know. What is the definition? I don't know.
I'm
but
a
hot
dude.
Pants, when you say the word hot pants, it sounds like you're wearing some, like, you know, tiny little thing, like you're dancing in a nightclub, like you can literally see your cheeks, yeah? Like, you know, like, keep saying like. These are slightly more decent than hot pants, I think.
Couple of inches.
So the difference between hot pants...
Couple of inches. That's the difference.
Okay.
A couple of inches makes all the difference. Okay.
So the difference between hot pants and short denims is a couple of inches.
Yeah.
How revealing they get to your buttocks, ladies. That's it.
Yeah, that's about as much as I know about fashion.
Yeah. Sweet.
Because did we do a summer fashion talk?
Yeah,
summer?
We did.
Now it's winter.
You got to wrap up.
Can't look at women as much with their, they don't have as many revealing items on. Although it has been Halloween.
Yeah.
So like you can, you know, see that's when girls like to dress like sluts again, isn't it? Everyone knows that.